B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Yud Zayin. We're going to start from the second line from the top of the Omid. And this is taking us back to Daf Tezvav Omid Beis. On Daf Tezvav Omid Beis, we saw a contradiction between a Mishnah in Maseches Tomid and a Mishnah in Maseches Midois as to where exactly the Lishka Satloim was. We know that in the Ezras Noshim there were four chambers, one in each corner, and one of them was where the lambs, after they'd been checked for that there's no blemishes, they were stored there. And the Mishnah in Midos told us that this chamber was on Ma'ariv Dorim. That's where the Lishka Satloim was. The Mishnah in Tomid told us that the Lishka Satloim was in Ma'ariv Tzofin. And that was a contradiction. And on top of Daf Tezayin Omud Aleph, Rav Huna says, yet the Mishnah in Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Mishnah in Tomid is the opinion who argues with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And that's fine, that was one answer. And now, in today's Gemara, on Daf Yud Zayin, that Rabbi Ada, Breider Rabbi Yitzchok, is going to give a different answer to explain the contradiction between Tomid and Midos, whether the Lishka Satloim was on the Ma'ariv Tzofin or on Ma'ariv Dorim. Oh, Rabbi Ada, Breider Rabbi Yitzchok, Omar. Hi, Lishka. This Lishka Satloim was actually a Ktsuya Maktsay. It was actually not completely on the Tzofin and not completely on the Dorim. It was on the Ma'ariv side, but it wasn't all the way in the corner on either side. It was actually quite long. It extended beyond just a corner chamber. It was quite long. And Uda'asan Mitzofin, if you were to walk into the Ezras Noshim from the Tzofin side, Mischazi Le Bedorim, it would seem that it's in the Dorim because it didn't reach right over to the Tzofin. Uda'asim Midorim, were you to walk into Ezras Noshim from the Dorim side, Mischazi Le Bedorim, it would seem that it's on the Tzofin side, not completely on the Dorim. And Mistabra, it's probable that in actual fact, Marovis Droimis Havoi, that the Lishka Satloim was actually in the Ma'ariv Dorim, like it says in the Mishnah in Midos, which probably means that most of the chamber was towards the Dorim side, and it was extended over into the Tzofin side. Otherwise, it wouldn't be mistaken, as the Mishnah in Tomid wouldn't call it Ma'ariv Tzofin. So that means it was definitely extended towards the Tzofin, beyond the halfway line, but it was not completely just a corner in the Dorim, but it was probably basically positioned in the Dorim side. Marovis Droimis Havoi. How do we know that the Lishka Satloim in actual fact was in the Ma'ariv Dorim? And even the Mishnah in Tomid agrees to that. And the only reason the Mishnah in Tomid called it Marovis Tzfoinis is because it's extended over to the Tzofin side. And were you to walk into the Ezras Noshim from the Dorim, it would seem as if it's on the Tzofin. Mimai, Midor Aminon, because there was another contradiction. When we saw the two Mishnayos, we saw in the Mishnah in Midor, he said explicitly that the Lechem Haponim, which chamber did they do the Lechem Haponim, was in Mizrach Dorim. That was explicit in Maseches Midos. In Maseches Tomid, it wasn't clear. All we saw in Maseches Tomid was that in the Ma'ariv Tzofin, which is what the Mishnah in Tomid said, the Ma'ariv Tzofin was the Lishka Satloim, and besides for that, there was also a Lishkas Chisamois, a Lishkas Beis Hamoiked, and Lishkas Lechem Haponim. And the question is, there seems to be a contradiction between the Mishnah in Midos that says that the Lechem Haponim, that chamber, was on the Mizrach Dorim, and the Mishnah in Tomid that seems to be putting it elsewhere. And Midoram Minon Lechem Haponim, some place they asked a contradiction. It's not in the Gemara, but in the Bate Medrash, they must have asked a contradiction, Lechem Haponim, Alechem Haponim, Umashaninon, and they answered that Lechem Haponim is not a contradiction. Omer Vuna Breidu of Yeshua. How did Rav Huna Breidu of Yeshua explain that Lechem Haponim is not a contradiction between Maseches Tomid and Maseches Midos? Because Mar Kachoshiv Derech Yamin or Mar Kachoshiv Derech Smoil, Rav Huna Breidu of Yeshua says, I've got a basic explanation that Lechem Haponim will not be a contradiction, it will be the same chamber. He says, because the Mishnah in Midos, if you look in Daf Tezov Amud Beis explicitly, it was Derech Yamin. Derech Yamin means that when you're coming from the outside, you're turning right, which really means anti-clockwise. And it's exactly the Mishnah in Midos. The first chamber was the Lishkas Hatloim, was on Ma'ariv Dorim. The second one was Lechem Aponim, going further anti-clockwise, which was Mizrach Dorim. The next one was the Avne Mizbeach, which was Mizrach Tzofin. The next one was the Beis HaTvila, which is Ma'ariv Tzofin. That's called Derech Yamin, anti-clockwise. Or Marko Choshiv, and the Mishnah in Tomid, you have to do it clockwise. Derech Smoil, as if when you were coming from the outside, you're turning left, which means you're going clockwise. If you go clockwise, let's work it out. Where's the Lishkas Hatloim? As the Gemara said before, that it's mistaber that even the Mishnah in Tomid understands and agrees that the Lishkas Hatloim was on Ma'ariv Dorim. Let's go anti-clock. Let's go clockwise. Lishkas Hatloim was on Ma'ariv Dorim. The next one over to the right, the Ma'ariv Tzofoin, is the Chosomis. The next one, which is Mizrach Tzofoin, is Moikid. The next one, which is Mizrach Dorim, is Lechem Aponim. Perfect. There's no contradiction between the Mishnah in Midos and the Mishnah in Tomid. That would be the answer of Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua. But that only works if you start doing the clockwise of the Mishnah in Tomid, that the Lishkas Hatloim is indeed in Ma'ariv Dorim, as the Gemara said is Mistaber, which is explicit in the Mishnah in Midos. However, if you're going to say, like you wanted to say before, that the Lishkas Hatloim, according to the Mishnah in Tomid, is Ma'ariv Tzofoin, then even if you go clockwise, it's not going to help you, because then the Lishkas Lechem Aponim is going to be Ma'ariv Dorim, and again it's going to contradict what it says in the Mishnah in Midos, that it was Mizrach Dorim. If you say, like the Gemara says, it's probable that even the Mishnah in Tomid agrees that even though the Lishkas Hatloim looked like it was in Ma'ariv Tzofin, in actual fact it was in Ma'ariv Dorim, then Hainu Demetaritz, then Lechem Aponim, Alechem Aponim. We understand the answer of Lechem Aponim. Elo'i Omris Tzfoinis Marovis, if you're going to say that the Mishnah in Tomid understood that the Lishkas Hatloim was in Ma'ariv Tzofin, you haven't answered Lechem Aponim. Elolav, it must be Shema Mino, Bemarovis, Dreimis, Hu Shema Mino, Avoy Shema Mino. We have proof from that Gemara that everybody agrees that the Lishkas Hatloim was in Ma'ariv Dorim, the Lechem Aponim was in Mizrach Dorim. Says the Gemara, you, Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua, explained that the Mishnah in Midos is that the Mishnah in Tomid is going Derech Smoil, which means that when you come from the outside, you turn left, which is what we call clockwise, but is turning to the left. So this seems to contradict. V'Omar Mar, did you not say, and we've seen this previously, Kol Pinei Shata Poine, whenever you turn, Lo Yu Elo Derech Yamin L'Mizrach, it should always be towards the right. And the word L'Mizrach, we already explained on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, what this word is doing here, and it doesn't really fit in here, but it's just a term always used because of the base of this halacha, which is when you're going up the ramp of the Mizbeach from the Dorim and you turn right, the first place you're going to meet is the Mizrach. So Derech Yamin is always called Le Mizrach. But either way, you always go turn right, which means you go anti-clockwise, not clockwise. A question on Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua, why, according to you, the Mishnah in Tomid is going Derech Smoil, it should be going Derech Yamin. Answers the Gemara, Hanemili ba'avoida. When you're actually doing the avoida, do it turning to the right. Aval hocha ba'hein, the Mishnah is chushben ba'almu. It's just a list telling us where the chambers were. It doesn't matter if the list in the Mishnah is listing them clockwise or anti-clockwise. That doesn't matter. Continues the Gemara. And this is taking us back now to our Mishnah on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol the whole year makriv the shar kol hayomim imrotzel hakriv makriv. If the Kohen wants to put any of the korbanos, be the one to put the korban on the mizbeach, he's allowed to. She Kohen Gadol makriv chelik b'roish. He can choose to put the chalokim, the parts, the limbs of the animal onto the mizbeach. V'noitzel chelik b'roish, and he can take part of the korban to eat. He can take the finest parts. He can choose whatever he wants first, irrespective of which Kohen actually did the avoida. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Ketzad makriv chelik b'roish. What does it mean that he can be makriv, he can offer, he can put onto the mizbeach whichever one he wants and have the first choice? Omar, he can say, oy lo ze ani makriv, even though you kohen, you did the shechita and you prepared the korban oy lo, I want to put on the mizbeach. Mincha zu ani makriv, I want to put this korban mincha on the mizbeach. That's what it means. Keitzad noitel chelik barosh, what does it mean that he takes the first portion? Oymer, he says, chato zu ani oichel, I want, even though you kohen shechted this chatos, I want to eat it. That means the parts that that the kohenim eat, I as the kohen god will have permission to take it. Osham ze ani oichel, I want the korban osham. V'noitel chalo mishtei chalois, on shvuos there's shtei halechem, there are two breads that are brought, chometz breads, they're not put on the mizbeach, but they're part of the korban of the shtei halechem, and he can say, I want one of them. He cannot take more than half. He can take half, he can take one of them. And when it comes to the lechem aponim, which are the 12 breads that were distributed every Shabbos, the breads that were put on the previous Shabbos onto the shulchan, he can say, arba oy chomesh mimaise lechem aponim. He can have a maximum of either 4 or 5 of the 12 breads. Rabbi Oymer, Rabbi says, lo'ilam chomesh, that the lechem aponim, he can always take 5. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, v'hoyso la'aron ulevonov, that these breads of v'hoyso la'aron ulevonov v'ochlu b'mokim kodesh ki kodesh kadoshim hu loy meisha Hashem chok olam, and so Aaron and his sons, they take half each. Aaron is the kohen gadol, his sons are the other kohenim. Mechtzol la'aron u'mechtzol lebonov. Rebbe says 50% the kohen can take, up to 50%. 50% is 5 of the 12 breads. Obviously, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean? For half of 12 is not 5? The Gemara is going to discuss that. Says the Gemara, how good for Kasha? Let's try and analyze what we just learned now. Kasha, how good for Kasha? Omras noitel chalo achas. First, you say you can take a whole chalo of the two chalas. Achas mishtei chalis. How much is that? That's 50%. Money, that must be Rebbe. It must be following Rebbe. Rebbe he to Omar, palga shokil. Rebbe holds, the kohen gadol can take up to half. Eimu metziasa, but let's read the next lines in the braisa. Arba yichomish, v'mayis lechem aponim. He can take 4 or 5 breads, but that's less than half. So taking less than half, who says that the kohen gadol is not allowed to take half? He can take a maximum of less than half. Oson rabbonon. They must be following the rabbonon to omri loy shokil palga. The Rabbanon hold, the Kohen Gadol cannot take half. He can take a maximum of less than half, and there's a discussion why. Tosfos seems to say, it's lav erech haaretz, not derech eretz, to compare himself to all the other Kohenim together and to take half. Other Rishonim have other explanations, and the Mefarshim discuss how can he say, chatos zu ani oichel, as if he can take the whole korban chatos, the whole korban osham, there he's taking the whole thing. It's a good question, but the Mefarshim discuss that. But the Rabbanon hold, but regarding the lechem upon him, he cannot take 50%. Eimus Sefer. Then let's move now to the last part of the Braisa. Rebbe Oymer, lo'ilam chomesh. He can take 5, not 4 or 5, he takes 5. He always takes 50%. That's again Rebbe. Reisha v'sefer Rebbe, does it make sense that the beginning and the end is Rebbe, u'metziasa and the middle stage is the Rabbanon? That's a good question. That's the question of the Gemara. We're going to have a couple of answers. Omar Abaye. And we haven't yet understood what's this 4, what's this 5, what's going on. We haven't yet understood why is 5 of 12 50%. We don't yet know. The Gemara is soon going to discuss it. But Abaye is saying, Reisha u'metziasa rabbonon. The truth is that the first statement, as well as the middle part of the Braisa, is the rabbonon, that you take less than 50%. Umayd Rabbanon, however, the Rabbanon agree, b'prusa, regarding taking just part of a bread, it's not appropriate to give Kohen Gadol a piece. So when it comes to the Shtei Alechem, you only have 2 breads. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to take up to 50% and less than 50%, but not 50%. You can't do that, because you're going to have to give him less than a 1 challah. That's not appropriate. So you give him a whole challah. You've got no choice. He can take 50%. Regarding the lechem upon him, there's no reason he should take 50%. He can take less than 50%, which is either 4 or 5, as we'll soon see. And the last part of the Mishnah, where it says that Rebbe says is 5, is because of 50%. My Arba'i Chomish. What's this Arba'i Chomish? Sometimes four, sometimes five, but it's the Rabbanon, and it's always less than 50%. So it's true, of 12 breads, four and five is always less than 50%. But when does he take four? When does he take five? Says the Gemara, Rabbanon de Omri, according to Rabbanon, it's going to be a Machlekes Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbanon who say, Nichnas Noitel Sheish, V'yotza Noitel Sheish. That there was, we know that every Shabbos there was a group, every week there was a different group of Kohanim that would do the Avodah, Beis Av, and there would be the group that came in and the group that were leaving. So the group that came in, the Kohanim that came in, they would get six of the 12 breads. And the group that went out gets another six of the breads. It's distributed between them. Uschar hagofas delosis. On Motzah Shabbos, the group of the Kohanim who are going to close the doors in the Beis HaMikdash are not the ones who opened it, but they're loy. They do not, the group that came in does not get any extra breads because they have to now on Motzah Shabbos lock the doors that were opened by the other group. So that means of the 12 breads, none of it is given as payment, as wages, as an added part to the group who came in. So it's just 50-50, six breads to the group that came in and six breads to the group that are leaving. So Mishtei Mesri, Boya Miflig. So you've got 12 breads. The Kohen Gadol can take half. Half of 12 is 6. But according to the Rabbanon, the Kohen Gadol takes less than 50%. Botzer Choda, minus, subtract one of the breads. Mipalga from half. Chomei Shakil, that's the 5 that the Kohen Gadol can take. Rabbi Yehuda, however, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, the Omar, Nichnas Noitel Sheva, the group that came in, gets 7 breads. Shtayim bischar hagofas delosos, they get 2 more than the group that's leaving, and the group that's leaving is only going to get 5, and they're going to get 7 as a reward for having to close the doors. V'yotza, and the group leaving, noitel chomish, so 2 of the breads are given as payment for closing the doors. That's not part of the breads that are distributed as in the regular distribution of lechem aponim. So how much have you got left? Of the 12 breads, only 10 are really distributed amongst kahuna. Me'eser, boya miflig, so the Kohen Gadol can take 50% of 10. How much is that? 5. But he cannot take 50%, he has to take a little bit less than 50%. Botzer choder, subtract 1, mipalgav of half of 10, v'shokel arba, and he can take 4. Which means that the Tanakam, the first part of the Braisa that says that they take one of the chalois of the two, that says Abaya, that's following the Rabbonon of Rebbe. That means it's really you take less than 50%. Over there, if you take less than 50%, it's less than a whole, we give him a whole one. The middle part of the Braisa is also following the Rabbonon that you only take less than 50%, but when do you take when 4, when do you take 5, that is dependent on a machlekes, a different machlekes, Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachomim, whether the amount that gets distributed, which that means the amount of the breads that are not as payment for the closing the doors, but the rest of it, is it 12 chalois or is it 10 chalois? If it's 12 chalois, then he takes just a bit less than 50%, which is 5. And if it's 10 chalois, he takes less than 50% and it's 4 chalois. And the final statement in the Braisa is Rebbe, who says you take exactly 50%. Which is 5, and we know that Rebbe holds of Rebbe Yehuda. And Rebbe Yehuda says that there are 2 of the breads are given as a reward for the group coming in. You're left with 10. 50% of 10 is 5. You take 5, because Rebbe says you take exactly 50%, not less. That is how Abaye is explaining this braisa. Rava Omer. Rava argued with Abaye. And Rava says, Rava Omer kulo Rebbehi. The whole braisa, from beginning to end, is Rebbe, that you take exactly 50%, not less. So then we can understand the first statement of the Shtei Alechem, you get one of the two breads. The Kohen Gadol can take one of the two. He can take 50%. And how we get, the ritual says, how are you going to read the braisa? You'll read the braisa 4 or 5. And the reason is because Rebbe Yehuda, that means when it says the end of the braisa, Rebbe Oimer, La'olam Chomish, it's not another opinion, as Abaya said. No, you read it to say that Arba'i Chomish, Mimaisa Lechem Aponim, because Rebbe says Le'olam Chomish, which means that Rebbe says you always take 5 because Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda that you always give two breads to the group that comes in. There's 10 left that are distributed. The kohen can take 50%. And because of that, you always, regularly you take five. However, there is one circumstance that you take four, which we're about to see. Sometimes when it says four or five, that is Rebbe who says that you always take five, just on a very rare occasion, you take four. V'sov alok Rebbe Yehuda. He holds like Rebbe Yehuda that two of the breads are given to the group that come in, and therefore what you have left to distribute is 10. Kohen Gadol can take half, which is five. Velomai arbo. When does he ever take four, if so? Hochomish boy le mishkal. He should always take five, like he says at the end of the Braisa. Rebbe always says five. Loi kasha. Says there's a very rare occurrence where actually what's distributed is only eight of the breads. Besides for two that are given to the group that come in because they have to close the doors, there's another two that's given to another group of Kohanim. And what's that? De'ikah mishmar hamis'akev. On rare occasions during the year, when it was Yom Tov, before Shabbos or after Shabbos, and an extra group of Kohanim would just stay behind. There would be an extra group of Kohanim that would be stay behind over Shabbos, and because they had to stay behind, they get given two of the breads. V'hod leka mishmar amisake, but when you haven't got a group that had to stay behind, then you've got 10 breads that are distributed, because two are given to the group that comes in as payment for closing the doors, so you always get five, unless you have a group that's another group that had to stay behind, and then you only distribute eight. E ikah mishmar amisakev, then shmoina boy lemiflug, then he can take 50% of eight. V'shokil arba, and the kohen gadol can take four. E leka mishmar amisakev, if there isn't such a group, then me'eser boy lemiflug, he takes half of 10. V'shokil chomish, and he can take five. Says the Gemara, ihocha mai Rebbe oimer le'olam chomish. If so, how do you read the end of the Braisa that says Rebbe Oimer La'ilam Chomesh? You just now explained that the whole thing is Rebbe. What's La'ilam Chomesh? Kashya, that remains a question against Rava. And the term Kashya always means that there's often quite an easy way of answering it. And the Ritva says here what we explained before, that it could be that the way you read the Braisa is that the reason that you always take 50% is because Rebbe Oimer La'olam Chomesh, that in a case where you haven't got a Mishmar HaMisakev, then he takes 50% of 10, and he always takes 5, which is the regular occurrence. And because Rebbe always holds that way, that's why he takes 4 or 5, which means when there is a Mishmar HaMisakev, then it's 8. Divided by 2, he can take the 4, he takes a whole 50%. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.